Hello and welcome to Relationship Goals Question Mark. I am Amber Zachum.
And I am Danny Zachum.
We are coming to you live from our couch. A little Damber After Dark action.
Oh, always fun Damber After Dark.
We haven't recorded at like night in a while.
No.
And I didn't mean like night, like
night.
I meant like night. It's we usually record after dinner, but like it's dark out.
It's almost our bedtime, so
it's bedtime for sure.
We're knocking this out.
It's
been a crazy couple days.
We had such a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Yeah. I mean,
hanging by pools, boats, good people, good food, good vibes.
We drank a lot.
Yeah.
Never was hungover.
Nope.
Never got sunburned.
Nope. Neither one of those two things happened. So that is a win for Damber.
Trying to think if there's like one more thing to make it like the perfect weekend trifecta. Oh, I never was up past like midnight.
Yeah, that's a win.
That's
for
the
you.
Perfect weekend trifecta.
You got to
for
sleep
me.
In.
No, I did not. I was up at like 7:30 every day except for today.
Good with the bad, I suppose, right?
We are going to talk about setbacks in relationships.
Unfortunately, sometimes they do happen. You got to work through them. Relationships are tough, but setbacks can also be a good thing, you know, because you grow and become stronger because of them. So
for me, I think it's more about like normalizing setbacks. I think we have these kind of fairy tale, idyllic pictures of what relationships are, especially when we compare them to things like movies and TV shows, where once you get in the relationship, everything is great. And that's just not the case for long-term relationships. And so we're going to talk about our experience when it comes to the various things that can set a relationship back and kind of the things that we do to work through that.
It's okay to have setbacks. They happen. And like you said, like once you get in a relationship, that's not the end game. Like the end game is like life, being happy, I suppose. So being able to recognize setbacks and know when they're coming and work through it and communicate, once again, it being the most important thing, you'll be stronger. And that's how like couples stay together and are together through their entire lives. So
I think that one thing to really remember is that you can be on track. Everyone can be doing all the right things, and setbacks can still derail you in a sense that, if you're not prepared for the possibility of it, it's going to be a lot more catastrophic than if you know that life happens. You know, you could be, both of you could be in good jobs. You could have, you know, a nice place that you're living, good expendable income, and then all of a sudden someone loses a job. That happens. And so it's kind of like one of those things where the only way to prepare for something that you can't prepare for is to just have a plan and I guess always just rely on your partner to be able to give you that kind of mental support. And that's one thing with setbacks in relationships, is that sometimes the derailment can come in, you know, not being able to be there for each other. And so that's another part of this, is that you have to kind of be strong enough together in the high points that in the weak points, you can, kind of lean on each other less if need be.
Yeah. I know you get annoyed because I say that a lot. I tell people that a lot. Like life, I guess, as a journey isn't supposed to just be one straight line. There are millions of highs and lows. And like we said, we had a great weekend. There was also some lows in this weekend. And, you know, life just kind of happens and you just have to roll with the punches. And I say don't get too high with the highs or too low with the lows, and you have to be able to work those things out And when you do get like too caught up one way or the other, that's when your like partner is there to help you and like kind of either bring you down if you need to be brought down, or to, you know, lift you up if you're kind of in a rut. Like that is in essence why like you're in a relationship with someone.
Well, I think it's a good point to say that relationships aren't a straight line. I think that we envision different things in our lives, and they're usually kind of mapped out in a way where it's like, graduate college, meet a person, you know, advance in our careers, get married, have kids, buy a house, like whatever, you know, there's like these mile markers, if you will. And I think that allowing relationships to kind of flow more naturally, no matter how that works out, maybe you have kids before you're married, maybe you buy a house on your own and then you meet somebody, maybe you, you know, focus on your career and have a kid on your own. Like,
there's so many different ways to go about it. I'm sure there's people that probably look at us nuts for being married for so long and not having kids. It's
oh, just, yeah.
I'm sure there are people that think,
I mean,
that
we're about to come up on our six-year wedding anniversary. And I mean, we've talked with you guys, obviously, about,
yeah, you guys know how we feel
our journey with kids, and we want kids, but I'm still not ready, and that's okay. I mean, I feel like, you know, when it's meant to be, it will be. And when we make a decision about it, we will move forward with that. But I think that that's one thing that really has benefited our relationship, is that even though we have somewhat done, you know, a traditional path, we have only done the things that we wanted. Like we, you know, when Danny and I first started dating, we were in college, he got a job in Detroit, which is a couple hours away from where we went to school. And so we lived there for a year, and then we moved to Wisconsin, even though we had tried to move to Chicago at that point. Both of us were a little bit let down at that point because we were ready to, you know, quote unquote, start our life. And then we ended up, you know, getting engaged, getting married, and then moving to Chicago. So it was kind of like, there's just different journeys. And, you know, I, in my mind, think that we'll be in Chicago forever, but you never really know. I mean,
and the biggest thing there is that through all of that, we talked about what we wanted. We talked about the goals, and we set like goals for ourselves. And like, yeah, the path maybe was different than what we thought, but we got there. And that's what, like, that's what matters. Like at the end of the day, like,
and I think it's good that for the most part, you and I have been on the same page, but there are also times in relationships that you might be on a very different page than your partner. And that doesn't mean that you don't still want the same things, but it might mean you might not want the same things at the same time.
And that, I think that can be really hard. I don't think we've ever had to deal with that to a huge extent, but if someone wants kids, let's say another person wants, you know, to advance in their career, like those are two, like, very different. Those can be two very different things.
And we're kind of on that page right now. I mean, Danny is definitely a lot more in when it comes to having kids, and he would be ready right now. Whereas I just started my own company, and I need a little time to figure out what that looks like for me, especially being the only one in said company. Great. I can take off anytime I want, but I also am the only one there that does all of the work. So, you know, we are on a little bit of different pages. I don't feel like Danny's, you should speak to this, but I don't feel like Danny is making me feel like I'm not there yet and he's upset about it.
I'm not like going on my way and like, we're not getting into fights being like, no, we need to have a kid right now, like, or else type of thing. It's not like that. Like, I understand where she's at, and I understand like my feelings. And we talk about that when like I maybe feel a certain way, and we'll continue to work through that. But I want Amber to be successful in her career and make lots of money and be very successful. And if that's what she wants to do right now, like, I'm all in for that. So
Danny's all in for it because he's hoping that he, is getting a sugar mama and that he could be a stay-at-home dad.
I think I would be a good stay-at-home dad.
I think you would be an amazing stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
I think that you would just, I mean, I'm glad that that's something you want to do because I have zero desire to do that. And I think that even if it was just like a part-time stay-at-home dad situation, I think that would be amazing.
I'd be into it. I really would be.
I guess we've kind of like talked about this also already, but like kind of expecting the unexpected because life really does just happen. We've experienced, you know, a plethora of things being in a relationship for the last 9 years. You know, you lost your mom. You've had to, you know, go through genetic testing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lost my grandpa.
Yeah.
I've had ups and downs with my parents. I feel like we have had, you know, ups and downs with family members in general. You have lost several family members.
So many.
And, you know, you've neither of us have ever been fired, but you've quit jobs when, you know, without just having a plan.
Yeah.
I've worked a lot of freelance jobs throughout our time together. So that's never like, I mean, it's always been stable for me, but at any moment it can be scary.
Yeah. There have been scary times there. Uncertain times at least.
So I feel like even though we haven't had anything like major, knock on wood, as far as like directly,
oh no,
you can knock on the wall directly, like to us, obviously a lot of things have affected us because of the people who are close to us.
We've always had each other though.
But it's, you know, you can be chugging along, you can be, everything's great, and then you get a phone call or, you know, whatever it is. And then you have to react and you have to either rely on each other or in certain cases, you have to just take the reins on your relationship if the other person can't, you know,
can't do it. Yeah. And I mean, that has certainly happened where I feel like you've had to step. I've definitely had some low points where I feel like you've definitely had to step in and like pull me out. And I'm so grateful that I've had you around to do that. Multiple times, not just jobs or family. Well, not just family members, but jobs too. Because, you know, I like quitting jobs out of the blue.
Danny does love a good quit.
Just a nice, just wake up and quit and come home and then tell Amber, oops.
We're really hoping this podcast takes off. Oh my gosh. I think, another part to, you know, setbacks in relationships is someone can want something, you know, when they enter a relationship, and as life comes at you and as decisions are made, both on a personal level and as a couple, you can change your mind on things.
People can change their minds. People have the free will to change their minds and like decide what they want. And if it's different than something you wanted 5 years ago, that is fine. Like I feel like people get so caught up on that. Like this was the vision 10 years ago. Like something from 10 years ago is probably awful now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Most likely. So
yeah,
like it's okay to change. Like people see change as such a bad thing and it's really not.
I feel like there's so many things in my life that I said I wouldn't want and now I do. Like I remember one time I was at Kane and Emma's apartment and someone posted on Facebook that they were like having a movie night at home. And I was like, oh my God, it's a fucking Friday night. If I ever want to stay home and watch a movie on a Friday night, just kill me. Well, I'd be dead right now because glorious.
There has to be a tweet from one of your like random old Twitter accounts that those lines.
I had one the other day that predicted a Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck back together. I literally said I would do anything for a Bennifer reunion.
That's so funny. Look at that.
So yeah. Maybe.
Came true.
But I think, you know, one example for us is when we got married, we had like a very serious talk about having kids. And at the time I told Danny, I don't know if I want kids. I was 24.
Yeah.
And I had never really known in my life that I wanted to have kids. And I said, I don't know that I will or won't. I don't have like a super strong pull either way. And I said, at the time, I want to be with you. So if you do really, really want kids, then that is something that I'm like willing to do because I don't have as much of an opinion on it. But that has changed dramatically over the last 9 years or 6 years or 7 years or whatever. You know, I have gone through phases where I didn't want kids, where I did want kids. And then, you know, things have happened along our way, setbacks, if you will, that have, you know, decided for us that we do want kids. Mm-hmm. But I also think our journey with that isn't done. You know, we've never actually like tried to have kids. So, you know, can we? And if we can't, what does that mean? Like, there's a lot of things that still could be setbacks for us in that department. Another area that, you know, Danny and I are exploring all the time are mental health struggles.
So important to keep your mind right.
I myself just started therapy, so I will definitely be sharing that kind of journey with you guys as I go. But I'm already starting to feel like I'm learning things about myself and learning a little bit about how my brain works when it comes to like my anxiety. And I think that in relationships, understanding those things about yourself and recognizing them in your partner are a really big thing. And I already am feeling like I can't believe I waited this long to start therapy. And even though it's an individual journey, I would love if Danny
would
do the same.
I definitely should, you know, talk to someone. I go through my days and definitely Amber tells me all the time, you really should probably go talk to someone because the only person I do really talk to is Amber. So,
which is so unhealthy in a relationship. You need to have someone outside of the relationship that is unbiased, that can just let you, you know, explore your emotions about something. Because even though I try to be rational with Danny, like my emotions get involved if I'm upset about something.
And maybe someone that can like just, Amber and I do like talk about everything, but there are times Amber like really has to pry it out of me. And like that can lead to a fight just because I'm not the most forthcoming person when it comes to how I'm feeling or my thoughts. So like talking to someone and being comfortable talking to someone that would be unbiased would be actually probably very nice.
Oh, I mean, it is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of anxiety to like get yourself to explain things and like, you only have to share what you want to share because you can keep anything you want. But like the more open it seems like obviously you are, the better your experience is going to be.
Yeah.
But my health struggles have definitely like my mental health struggles have derailed our relationship in ways. I mean, there's definitely times that my anxiety gets the best of me and, you know, I don't do things rationally or I say things I don't mean or whatever it is. And so, you know, I finally felt like after a year in the house going through the pandemic, it was really time for me to not allow myself to have like spiraling thoughts and things like that. And that was something that, you know, we had a hard year. And a big part of that was me, you know, not having the right tools to be able to handle my own anxieties. But, you know, it was one facet of an already really hard year and a lot of things happened.
Go back to just like life happening, COVID happening, me being home for a long time, that changing how we lived because I was home every day with the dogs, able to help. All of a sudden I get jetted back into the office. Things completely change again. Like just having to like just roll with it. That's hard.
It's really like, hard.
I know that's been a struggle for us. Amber definitely wants me home. I know like around more just because it was nice to like, I don't know, to have that camaraderie. I can't say that word.
Camaraderie?
Yeah, together at home and me being able to help her. Because
I really did, you know, love the year that we spent in the house together, especially work-wise. I think that it really took a lot off my plate. to be able to have Danny home and sharing the responsibilities around here. That was a big thing for me. Obviously, we've adjusted back. Danny's been in the office now for a few months. But yeah, that was definitely a setback in our relationship, going from you being able to contribute in a way that you can't do unless you're home all day. And now it's all back on me, which has caused definitely some fighting between us.
I mean, we just have kind of a unique circumstance with two dogs that are just, they just need attention all day, and they need love. And when we separate, they're just so sad about it. When there's two of us here, it's just so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so much happier, and just the house feels calm and secure.
Well, and part of, you know, setbacks in relationships are also realizing the scale of these setbacks. So you have to realize that you're going to have good days and bad days, but bad days or moments don't have to ruin the whole day or the weekend or the week or the month. You have to realize that just like a happy moment might not make the whole day happy, a sad moment or a bad moment doesn't have to make the whole day bad.
And this is something I think I've been trying to work on lately. You know, I've been someone that when I roll with something and feel a certain way, if I like get a text message, in the past, I'd probably set off and go off on it and you let that just completely ruin my night. And that's something I've been working on, just slowing down and just, you know, thinking and just letting that roll, and we'll deal with it later, because I'm having a better time than letting something like completely ruin my night.
I am a big fan of the show One Tree Hill. And on one of the like last episodes of the whole series, they have this quote about happiness. I'm going to read it. Because I think it really is a good way to think about your own life and, you know, your relationships. So it says, "So I've been thinking about this whole being happy thing, and I feel like people get lost when they think of happiness as a destination. We're always thinking that someday we'll be happy. We'll get that car or that job or that person in our lives that'll fix everything. But happiness is a mood, and it's a condition, not a destination. It's like being tired or hungry. It's not permanent. It comes and goes, and that's okay. And I feel like if people thought of it that way, they'd find happiness more often." And I think I like to think of happiness like being hungry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, or sadness, maybe even like being hungry. Like once you eat, you're not hungry anymore. And just like a sad or a bad day or moment or fight or whatever, it's okay for it to happen then, but then you rebuild from there. Yeah.
And it's okay to have bad days. You learn from your bad days, and that when you have those good days, that you remember it, because you remember those bad days and you don't want to have those.
I also think it's kind of important to say for anyone that's single that getting in the relationship, even a good relationship, doesn't mean that all of your days and time are good.
No.
Or happy. It's not like, it's just like getting a dream job. Like, okay, you got the dream job. What are you going to do with it? Because it's not guaranteed. Because you get something doesn't mean you get to just have it with no effort.
Right. Like now you have to put in more effort to keep it. And then you need to set another goal, because if you get complacent, like,
it always has to be changing, and you always have to be striving for more.
Yeah.
Just like in a job, you know, most people don't go into jobs thinking like, this is it. This is where I'm going to stay forever. And you almost have to do the same thing in a relationship. You have to be like, okay, you know, this is what I wanted. This is the person I wanted to be with, you know, whatever. And then, okay, but how do I get promoted within my relationship? And also know that you're going to fuck things up just like you do at work. We all have a story where we did something and we were like, yep, that was fully my fault, 100%. And, you know, you survive it.
And that happens all the time.
We've all fucked something up in something in our lives. And I think the best thing you can do is own it and learn from it and build from there. And the next time that thing comes around, don't fuck it up. Don't do the same thing.
Yeah, do something else. That's such a good way to look at it.
I think, you know, we've been having some struggles lately, you and I.
Of course.
And I would say we definitely are in a point in our relationship where it's been hard lately. We've, you know, been fighting quite a bit about a lot of different things. You know, and there's outside contributing factors that we don't always
talk about or.
Yeah. And so, you know, right now, Danny and I definitely don't feel like we're, you know, in the perfect position or even in a position like that we've been in at our best.
Yeah. There's just a lot going on right now. And I feel like there's just a lot of chaos right now in both our lives. And I can say personally, I can handle some situations better. And I just need to realize some things and just buckle down in.
When I, you know, we went out on a boat on Thursday for our friend, well, for Jenny, our colored commentator, for her birthday. And the 2 hours before we went on that boat, I was sitting at the kitchen counter crying.
Saying you weren't going to go.
Yeah. And, you know, you can see the photos of us on the boat that day and people were with us. A lot of our friends were with us. And no one would have ever known that I sat here at the counter for 2 hours before the boat because Danny and I were having a really emotional time about, you know, we were both stressed. You know, I had asked him to do some stuff. He, you know, went out of his way and picked some stuff up. I, you know, wasn't as gracious as I absolutely should have been.
I shouldn't have held it against her that I did it. And, you know, things came to a head and we definitely had a nice fight. And yeah, we were both in a position, like, how are we going to get on a boat with like 10 people and act normal? And like, people be like, what's wrong with these two?
But I can guarantee you, if you ask any of those 9 other people that were on the boat, no one knew that we had spent the morning fighting. But because, you know, in that instance, and we don't always do this, but I would say in that instance, we did a good job of, you know, letting something derail our day, but then getting back on track.
Yeah.
We don't always do a good job of that.
No, sometimes that doesn't happen. I'm very thankful that in that situation that we were able to, you know, pull it together enough to get an Uber and go and have fun.
If it would have been like, I don't know, one of Danny's friends and just like a party at their house, there's no way I would have went.
No.
I would have let it derail the day for sure. But it just happened to be something I really wanted to do.
And I'm happy.
And with my best friend.
And I'm happy that we didn't because we had a great time.
It was a great day, a great weekend. And I think, you know, if we would have let that completely take us off track, that the whole weekend probably would have been affected by it.
But it wasn't. And we had a great weekend.
Woo! And we can still hear fireworks right now. Yeah, and our dogs still fucking hate it.
I have one of our dogs is sitting right next to me and she has never sat this quiet and calm because she is so scared for her life. So just a PSA, fireworks suck.
And not just for animals, but no, like, you know, veterans have a hard time with fireworks. There are a lot of people that, you know, have been to war and suffer from PTSD. And it's beyond just dogs and cats too that struggle with it. I read that birds get disoriented, chipmunks huddle in like areas together. Like, I get that like fireworks are celebratory, but like just be aware.
Just there's a time and a place, and it's not
every fucking night of the summer.
Night of the summer in Chicago. So,
well, with that, I would like to remind you guys to join our Patreon for monthly bonus episodes. You can do that by going to patreon.com/relationshipgoalsqm. You can follow all of our social media accounts. On Facebook, we are Relationship Goals ? On Instagram, we are at Relationship Goals QM. You can send us an email, relationshipgoalsqmpod@gmail.com. I think that's it. I think that's all of our stuff. We never use our Facebook page, but if you ever, if you want to see our most up-to-date posts, just head over to IG. I'm going to start turning on that thing where it just shares it directly to Facebook, so I don't have to do that.
Oh, there you go. Easy enough.
Yeah, sure.
And I guess we'll cheers out. I don't have anything to drink.
We're drinking water. Like we drank for 4, 5, 6, 7, however many straight days this weekend has been.
A lot of drinking. Salt, old seltzers, I feel like. Cheers to the people that, I don't know, the people that made our weekend just amazing. I'll cheers to all of you.
Should we shout them out?
We can shout some people out. Well,
cheers to Jenny.
Cheers to
Happy
Jenny.
Birthday Happy to birthday. Her. She got the group together. You know, friends of ours, Courtney and Tristan, were there. Yep.
Amazing.
Friends that we've made because of Jenny are, you know, Grace, her sister Emily, Chelsea.
Yes. Stephanie was there.
Our good friend Stephanie was there.
On God was there.
On God was there, another good friend of ours.
Scott and Tara were there.
Yeah, we had a
yeah.
great weekend with a lot of our close friends and a lot of new friends and a lot of our friends' friends.
So cheers to close friends, new friends, 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 and friends. friends of friends.
Just friends.
And with that, have a good day.
Have a good fucking day.